Hey there, and welcome to this edition of Wednesday Refresh. Yay! So this is a concept that's been floating around in my head, and just as things float and fly, my microphone is a feather. So this is wonderful because all of my things are packed up. I've been in this longest transitional move that I've ever been in this body and that I can remember in memory. But the point of these is just to connect and offer this moment of like just stopping whatever you have going on, whatever you are doing, and take a moment to connect with breath. Take a moment to check in. Wednesday is always that. I still hear friends say it, like getting over the hump, getting over just from the first of the week and looking forward to whatever weekend adventures, they have planned. And so, and this is a nice challenge for me as I've been getting realigned and back with self, with getting back to whatever it was I was doing before. I used to feel so scrambled, like I had to do these things. And now it's just like, no, like I want to do these things, or maybe I wanted to do them before. They just weren't ready to be released outside of my body through movement or song or speech or sound or whatever you may have you, Anna. And getting more comfortable with myself, like getting more comfortable with, I used to do these podcasts and I think it became, or videos, and I think it became more of a nervous tick. I would just have to burp like every time I started a video, and it was like the strangest thing. Then I had a concept I wanted to bring on my girl Liz, who's a great friend, wonderful soul human of mine, and I don't know, me and her, our sleep schedules are a hot mess, so that might have something to do with it. If you don't know me, or it's been a while anyways, I'm Carmita. I currently identify as a mixed wild soul who's a bit of a wanderlust and opportunist, and you know, someone who's just finding her way, learning how to not chase so many things and categories of life, go from being an opportunist to someone who can, you know, slow down and structure and not become so overcommitted or overwhelmed. I grew up in a household that just, we kind of all ran at that same system, like so many people. And I'm stepping back. A lot of people said before they shut down now that, you know, they were like, I want to check in and have wellness and check on what self and do good. And then where a lot, so many people, I'm finding them like they're quote unquote saying they're too busy. They're so busy. They're trying to catch up. And it's like, you got to remember, like the whole world shut down. There's nothing to catch up to. Everything's trying to sort itself out. And you got to embrace this kind of unknowing of what's going to happen. It doesn't mean you can't plan. It doesn't mean you can't enjoy life. It doesn't mean that depending on what your life and work style are, that it won't be busy, won't be calm sometimes, and all these things in between. But just being aware, awareness is really the key there. And then taking those steps to where, you know, where you would like to take them. Some people there, they like being all over the place and getting out and running around. And then, but then they like take a power vacation of like 3 weeks off. I like to be somewhere in between. I'm looking at, you know, going out and still connecting with human, doing my things. I'm an entrepreneur, not so much serial entrepreneur. I think more just, I think that opportunist kicks in. I'm just curious. I like to call myself a jack of all trades. That tends to keep me more around like just learning things, understanding and learning processes and concepts and what's out there in the world and then experiencing it. And then I'm like ready to move on or ready to tune in and see how it aligns with my own system and find how I can use it as a resource or tool myself or network others with maybe that person who does so well with it or that thing or that process that they can use it for their own processes and tools. So right now, as I mentioned, that's just kind of like what we're going to hone in on, I guess, for the vibe of this Wednesday refresh. Take a moment to breathe. And then get ready to get back to it. Get back to your day, whatever that may be. Maybe you're done with your day. Maybe it's Friday already, Sunday, and you're listening to this. But just enjoy it. And then we're going to see kind of how these things float around, float on. I'm going to hope I can get Liz and some others on. I have a friend over experiencing new life overseas. And I hope to at some point get him on, at least on a call or don't know, some kind of feed, a Zoom that I can intertwine in here and share with all of you and his experiences overseas. He's starting in Spain, DJing, and then kind of getting out of there. Some of you may know who I'm talking about if you are in the Northeast Ohio region. DJ Reggie, DJ Reggie Fields. So super stoked for him in that adventure. I'm here with my bun. He's down below. He knows the vibe is changing. We are in the midst of our own process and transition still of moving from the Northeast down to, I don't know, it's like mid-central, like south, but down to central Texas. And it's been a wild, like, back and forth, finishing out just what almost made me feel like I was getting back to that manic overcommittedness, and getting through there and that alignment back going. And just, you know, taking things day by day, even though planning things out week by week and getting stuff done. Which some themes that are going to be wonderful to talk about, other than awareness and taking a moment to stop. Also talking about that feeling of overcommittedness or that FOMO, fear of missing out, that I'm starting to tune in and people are bringing this up. Patience, aligning, and even in so this opportunistness that I have, or maybe sometimes it's like, hello there. these are done in one take, so there's no redo. So that's going out there in the world. But maybe it's not so much like just an opportunity. Sometimes there's like this underwhelming sensations or feels of anxiety, and those themselves can make someone feel out of place and go into like this state of like that fight or flight kind of deal, where you feel like you have to have these things set up for whatever the future is going to bring to feel extra like ready. So I'm not sure if it's that or what, but I'm going to try to keep it aligned with what's vibing and learning to not be overcommitted or not overworked or exhausted or burned out is learning to kind of not hold self back, but just slow down and stop and see where things resonate. I've gotten really keen on tuning in, taking time to meditate. And even if something's not bad, there's no bad or good, but just some things can just be too much, or some things maybe can be good, but there can be something better or great or even more unexpected, or it can be something great, but it's just taking you or whoever, yourself or one, whoever, for me, taking you off course, right? So you're getting back in line, you're doing good, you're like, I have these goals, I want to reach these goals, but then you start to feel like, oh, you like to care for people, you want to help, something interests you. So you start to veer off. Maybe you veer off for an hour and come back and you read about it. Maybe you veer off for a day, a week, a month. I have felt in the past that I have veered off for years in certain degrees with things. And not to say I didn't learn stuff, but just had to scoop back in and come back in. Something really screamed at me and was like, okay, time to bring it back in. Get this girl back on track. So that's where I'm at. That's kind of my mode for my midweek stop, take a break and breathe and take a refreshing moment. And it's hard. It can be hard. And sometimes people are sad, they get disappointed. But if you become into that awareness and you can stop yourself before you take it too far, then that can save you some additional pains and heartaches or getting too deep into something and realizing like later on, like, oh, I'm halfway caught in and now I gotta step out. And it's also that kind of faith. Like, I'm an entrepreneur. So like any project I accept, any work, there's gonna be this like slight, like, oh, this could do not so great where it can be amazing. And it's timing, it's audience, it's if others are ready for whatever it is you're launching, and so many more things with that. So once again, just kind of stop whatever you're doing, take a moment to breathe, and even let me know, like, what's on your mind, what kind of, you know, things stop you in the middle of your week, what is there when you do take a break on a Wednesday or Friday or Monday or whenever you have off, and or a moment to really just kind of examine where the hour meeting or day or week has brought you to that moment, that of this moment of now, like being in that present, being aware. What are you surrounded by? What is your physical body? Does it have any pain, aches, exhaustion, or is it hyper energy, or contemplate, or complacent already? Let me know.